Ždi návši a vojmu, rovr vlivovis, mulchaveirum, ididem, achai vrayai. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef, Joey. I know, Joey, you said I should call, you want them to call you Yosef, but everybody calls you Joey, so I'm the only one that calls you Yosef, so that means we have something special between us. And the rest of the chevra, thank you so much. It's so beautiful. Really, thank you very much. I feel that my voice is such an interruption to everything, and I'm sorry. I ask Mechila. Because that's really what we need now, is to sing the Gunim of Kedusha, the Gunim of Eretz Yisrael, Zimras Ha'aretz, Chumi Zimras Ha'aretz. And Rabbi Yosef Joey's and the Chaverim are singing Zmiras of Eretz Yisrael. They're bringing us Zmiras Ha'aretz. So all of us together are davening that we should be able to sing these songs in Yerushalayim. It should be sung in Yerushalayim. To all the Chevra, I don't want to start going through the names, all the Chevra here that worked so hard to our amazing Beis HaMedrash that we were here for so many years, we never knew that we could do this. And that was really, one name I have to say is Yaakov Zolden, because really that dream and that vision that he had to transform a shul into a Beis HaMedrash, into a place of the Fabreng, and to be on fire. And we're even more proud than ever before to be able to go to Yerushalayim without Beis HaMedrash. It should be soon. Amen. Some people were asking me, like, what's the inyan of making something Matzei Shabbos? Some that felt it should be Thursday night, Tzumah Shel Yom. The Gemara issue that I gave the other night really was to explain that. I didn't say anything about it then. The chilik between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. I want very, very much to bring us into the world of the Yerushalmi. It's so good to have a real Yerushalmi sitting with me for this over here. To be in that world of the Yerushalmi. At least, if we can't be there right now, that we should have a hishtaykikos, a longing to be there, and to connect our brothers and sisters right now in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. But I want to tell you something. When you look in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, then of course Yud Aleph and Tesvav. The Mishnah says, like Pachas V'Leyaisa, you're not allowed to begin earlier, you're not allowed to make an earlier Purim, an earlier Kriyas Megillah, and you can't do it later. Like Pachas V'Leyaisa. The Gemara says, Ema, Shitsa, Shivsa, maybe the 16th, maybe the 17th, but it says in Pasuk, what? Loyava. And we're being over right now. Not just in Eish Kodesh, in Yerushalayim. In the Eros HaMakofas, something very, very strange is happening. It's not the 14th, it's not the 15th. We're ready the 16th. It says, Vlayavra. There's such a gilui this year, this Shabbos de Kippurim, there's such a gilui, that koyach of Purim to be able to break loose, to be free of all of those gvulim of this world that have held her back, that have held Yerushalayim back, that have held us back, that we have felt ourselves imprisoned over this past year. It's a year. Koyach of Ad L'Yoda. So it's a kasha. How could it be? It says in the Pasuk, L'Yavu. L'Pachas of L'Yosef. V'lo Yosef. Right now it is Yosef. That Purim has such, especially this year, that such a gilui of this Koyach of Purim, to be able to be pirates all of those gvulim to break down all of those borders and boundaries, all of those things that are holding us back, all of those reasons that we have for still being kareya, being shtachvet, ahamen. Everything this year is different. And I believe Be'emunah Shleima, and that's why I wanted so much it should be Davka now, that we're coming to a time of Yomen Usmal Tifraitzi, Res Hashem Ta'aritzi. And you know that the Tzaddikim have revealed to us that the meaning of Yomen Usmal Tifraitzi, Shabbos is such a day, where the right side of Shabbos is Yishmal. Because the Yishmaelim make their day, make their special day when they make it on Erev Shabbos, on the right side of Shabbos. Usmarl and the Nodzrim, the Bnei Esav, they make their Sabbath, they make it on the left side of Shabbos, on Sunday. The Koyach of Mashiach ben Yosef with Esav, the Koyach of Mashiach ben David with Yishmael, which is the last Seif, as the Maral says, the Golos of Edom, the Golos of Esav. When you have a Purim that comes out, a Shabbos de Kippurim, of Ad Leodem, of being over, where it says Lo Yava, means there's a Galus of this Koyach, of Yom and Usmol Tifroitzi, Ves Hashem Tairitzi, Al Yad Ish Ben Paritzi. Purim has such a Koyach in a regular year, Purim has such a Koyach. There are Jews who, the whole year, they can't get past those menias, those things that are holding them back from being an Ish Yehudi. But this year it's a Shabbos de Kippurim. This year it's a Purim where there are Jews who, whenever they want to be better, they always see a sign that says, Lo Yavo. Lo Yavo. You can't come over here. This is not for you. To daven with Kavana, Lo Yavo. To learn Bahasmada, Lo Yavo. Shmius Hadibur, Shmir Seinayim, Lo Yav. It's not for a person like you. But in such a year, Yomen is Mal Tifraitzi, Ayad Ish Ben Paritzi, the Simcha of this year, of Purim, it's a Simcha B'emes B'emes of Ad L'Yada, of Harikos Lechem Brach Ad L'Yidai Ma'amish, Ad L'Yidai. Such a Purim this year. And especially because of what's happened to the world and to us over the course of this year since last Purim. I remember last Shushan Purim was my father's Chalavar Chavaziz Shloshim. And that, right after that, everything, that's when the Kmitza, the Tzimtzum, began. And Lo Aleinu Tzaris, people that suffered, people that are still suffering. So everybody knows that it's a very, very big thing to tell the story from the Baal Shem Tov Zchus Yelenu Matzah Shabbos, from all tzaddikim, but especially from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, many people don't even know this. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had a son who was an Ish Kadosh, an Ish Pela, a Tzvi, Zchus Yelenu. We know very little about him. Very, very little. All the Talmid Bashem, all the Tzaddikim were mechabed him, and they saw in him something. But he himself was nech b'lakeim. He refused to take upon himself anything. And it happened one year that Reb Tzvi, the son of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, was coming to Mezrich for Purim. And the Mezritcha Magid was so excited. You can imagine all the Tamidim, all the Tzaddikim were so excited that Reb Tzvi was coming to Mezritch. But he came to Mezritch on the condition that he will be able to fear things the way that he wants and that no one's going to bother him. He had his own Mahalach. And he said that he wanted to make the Purim Suda by himself. So can you imagine by the Mezritcha Magid you have? I have to go through the list, you know, this. By the Mizrach Haggad, by his Purim Suda, And Rav Svi is staying someplace, and he's making his own. He's making his own Purim Suda. So the Mezusha Magid told the Balatanya Schus Yilein. He said to the Balatanya, "You go there and be together with Svi." The Balatanya said, "But he's not allowing anybody." And the Mezusha Magid said that you'll be able to go. Just go, go. So on the one hand, it was very hard for the Alter Rebbe to leave the Chevraya and his Rebbe. But his Rebbe told him to go to Reb Tzvi. So he came into Reb Tzvi. And he wasn't thrown out. He was allowed to stay there with him. But it was silent. And the Balatanya asked Reb Tzvi to please say some Torah. And Reb Tzvi refused. The Tani asked him two or three times, and Reb Tzvi said, "It's enough that you're here." And he refused to say any Torah. But the Baal Tanya, Mr. Jamag knew who he was sending. The Baal Tanya said, "So don't say your own Torah. But from your father, from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, just say a Torah." So Reb Tzvi said, "But the Zohar Kaddish in Parashas Pinchas, the Zohar Kaddish in Parashas Pinchas describes a remarkable thing. It says that there was an eagle. And Shlomo Melech would fly upon the wings of this eagle. And there was such an eagle. Obviously, it's a very, very deep Indian. It was such an eagle that Shlomo Melech would go, says in Isaiah, 400 parsois, that with one jump, this it would fly great distances. There's a whole story there that it had Shoshan, a rose in its mouth. It's all nice where it would drop it. And the Zohar Kaddish says that the Shlomo Melech would ride upon this eagle, and the wingspan was so great that as it would travel, it would go over a place, and it would cover, in the middle of the day, it would cover the sun in such a way that all the people that were there in that place were in absolute, complete darkness. It was pitch dark, like Choshech Mitzrayim, the middle of the night. Pitch dark. Under the wings of this eagle. And there are two types of people. Some of the people were terrified. They were terrified and they were sure that the end of the world had come. That it was the end of the world. Just like now. There are people who are afraid and think that it's the end of the world. There were people who were terrified. But there were other Jews there who said, "No, no, no. That's Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is on the eagle." Those were the two kinds of people that were there. And Reb Tzvi said that my father, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, would tell over this piece of the Zohar Kaddish, and he would say, "Thus is Purim. That's the Yontif of Purim." And the Alter Rebbe Mamish went out of his kelim from this. He came back afterwards, he told him, "Is it Shemagid?" And the Tzaddik. what he heard by Rabbi Tzvi. Shlomo HaMelech is Melech Shalom Shaloi. Shlomo HaMelech's name was Yedidya, Yidi Nefesh Avarachaman. The Baruch Shalom has an union with this world. That eagle that Shlomo HaMelech is flying means that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a hanhog in this world. And then it comes sometimes that we feel that we're mamish in absolute darkness, like it's been this entire year. We've been talking about the whole year. This has to put him in this darkness, this ad liyada, the confusion, the fear. The Baruch Shalom's flight, that flight of the Shechina, that flight of Shlomo HaMelech, Melech Shah Shalom Shalai, that the Baruch Shalom began when he created the world. And he passes over places and there's darkness. He passes over, as it says there in the Zohar Kodesh, sometimes it was for a minute it was dark, sometimes for an hour, sometimes it was for a day, for longer. The wings of the eagle were spread over that place and it was dark. And there were people who were crying and cowering in corners. There were people who believed that everything was falling apart, that life was ending. But there were other Jews who were living under the same darkness and believed in Be'emuna Shleima that the Shechina was flying over the neighborhood. That the Shechina herself, Shlomo HaMelech was riding, I like to think of that. Shlomo HaMelech was riding on that eagle. Soon we're all going to be al kanfin neshama, I'm going back, Mr. Shem. Riding on that eagle, the Shechina, Shlomo HaMelech, Melech Shal Shalom Shalom. What did the Baal Shem Tov mean? What did he mean? We're not masig anything from the Baal Shem Tov. But on our level, could we try to understand when he told this story that Reb Tzvi gave over to the Alter Rebbe and said that this is the whole Inyan of Purim. This Mice is the whole Inyan of Purim. Pashas, we understand that Shushan, that the eagle was passing over Shushan and there was a gzeira, l'hashmid, l'harig, l'abed. It was such a gzeira. And many, many, many people were just hiding and frightened. And they fell apart in the darkness of that time. It was a Yid. An Ish Yehudi. And this Ish Yehudi, the Tzaddik who, like Ibn Achman explains in Yud Zayin, the Tzaddik who spends his whole life looking for Teferis, for the beauty of the Shechina, looking for the beauty in other Jews, to give chizik, like Moshe Rabbeinu lifting his arms of Yod V'Emuna. Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, to lift up, Zoshim Yisrael, to lift up everybody. And Mordechai lifted us up to that place, to be able to look up and to see that beyond that darkness, it was the eagle, it was Shlomo HaMelech. And that the world was being brought closer to that day, Aliyad Yish Ben Paratzi, that day of Geulah, of redemption. So I asked that Joey should finish that set with the song V'ahavas Oylam Mahavtich. So let me just share with you. I mentioned last night that one of the deepest Sfarim that we have, the whole Sefer, is just on Megillas Esther. Kesem Oifer from the Heilige Gemara in the Schlissige Gemara. The every word of the Megillah. Kesa kol haksarim. Ashrayam shekach aloi kesa kol haksarim. Kachay yasali isha shemalach hafitz biyikarai. Every single word in the Megillah. You know, Vahavas Oilam, the Rosh Hashanah says, Vahavas Oilam Avtich, that I love you. Nahavas Oilam. The greatest love is revealed, Purim, Bechlal, Shushan Purim, Befrat. If you look in Kesem Oifer, on the words Ve'yehav Hamelach Es Esther Mikol Hanoshim, there are many. There were many Noshim that were brought after Vashti was killed, and it says in Pasuk Ve'yehav Hamelach Es Esther Mikol Hanoshim. The Kamarna has a very, very deep shot, a remez, what that means. And what the Gemara teaches us is that Vayehav HaMelech Es Esther Mikol HaNoshim is not talking only about Esther Malka back in Shushan. Vayehav HaMelech Es Esther is talking to me and you about each and every one of us. Obefrat, particularly in Purim, Shushan Purim, Tovshin Pe'alev, Tiyashnas, Purim Aroich. That the Rebbeinu Shlom is speaking to each and every one of us. Vayehav HaMelech Es Esther Mikol HaNoshim. I want you to know that I love you more than anybody else in the world. So let me share with you a few sentences from the Tzaddik from the Kamarna. And there was a talk that one of the great Mashpim, who was zeicha to have with us years ago, Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern, Zol Gezon Zayin, was explaining a little bit some of the words. A little bit he added, a little bit to explain some of the words of the Kamarna. Listen to these words. It's not long. Inimashamakshin al she'en nizka shmoy yizboch me Megillah hazayis. The Veltzkash is that Hashem's name is not found in the Megillah. Many Svarim is this. So the Kamarna says, "Kikir his galus to the Rav Shel Mordechai, kikir his galus of that or of the tzaddik." We're talking about Beshal Shudas Mordechai's Rav Chesed, which means the Havas Olam, that deepest love that Hashem has for each and every Jew. That's what Mordechai opened up. That's what Mordechai revealed. The Ikun Yonash of Mordechai Tzaddik is the Shvil Yisoid of Hamrachim. Some of you are familiar with a little bit the Inyan of Yisoid Abba. This Yisoid of a father's love for a child. Umasai, and when is the time of the Hizgalus? When is the time that this great love, this unbelievable love that Hashem has for a Jew, when is it revealed? Ube'eis ha'sheina v'adarmita v'agolos ha'mah. Is davke at a time when the eagle is flying over your neighborhood? But sometimes the rest of the neighborhood seems to be doing okay, and there's a little eagle just on top of your head. K'yisran ha'or v'nachayshach. And Rabbi Shemaya explains, "Hainu sheikar ha'or b'ala adam kashu b'chayshich. Shalzu ikar his galus ha'or shkashu nimtze b'soich oira. Ein hu margish b'tesefes oira haboy lov. A person who's living and it's a sunny day, and the eagle's not flying over, and things are going the way that you expected. You don't think much about who you are and what you are and what's the tachas of your life. When a person is living under that darkness of the eagle's wings, Vim kol zois megilav ezer ara, and Vim kol zois the tzaddik comes into your life, and Mordechai the Yehudi is ba'ir you. He opens up that shvil of Yisayid Abba of an Avarachamon, and he reminds you that you have a father who is thinking about you, who loves you. Oz nikeruzu ara heitev, when there's a little bit of light that shines into that darkness. In the commander's words, "Kamoishi yadua ki kama pamim adam betzar v'chashkus v'atzus v'astaras ponim ad kimatshu ovud v'nevud be'enei atzmai." There are times in a person's life of such chashkutzar, chashkus v'atzus v'astaras ponim ad kimatshu ovud v'nevud be'enei atzmai. And he brings from his uncle, the Ha'ilei Zadei Tshuva, later on, that he went through this many times in the Erev Shabbos. V'odam argishu nevod be'enei atzmai. Shinam aslich b'chlal b'avodas Hashem, v'ovod legamri. But im kol zois, mischazek u'ma'amin b'emunah shleima. Under the wing, those Jews that the Baal Shem Tov was talking about, that there are Jews who, during that dark time, when Shlomo HaMelech, when the Shechina is flying over, that really is the Alufa Shel Olam, is the Baruch Shalom Himself, b'chol tnua, the storm, the wind, all that's moving, all that's shaking in the world, the chaltenuva that's shaking your world, right now the entire world. Ki be'ez ha'chashkus v'hastar, royin lamar l'mi atar poina, u'lami libcha poina, because Hashem sees during that time who are the ones that run away and hide? Who are the ones that can't find their way back to shul? Can't find the way back to davening, can't find the way back to learning. Who are the ones that run away and cower in a corner someplace crying? And who are the ones that turn their eyes upwards and they see that there's an opening and they see higher and they see that it's Shlomo HaMelech riding on the eagle towards Yerushalayim? Be'emunah Shleimah. Hainu shebeis hakoshe shel nisoyin b'yiketzor chodom leidu la'amen. Miho oisu l'chodov ezeh. And the whole year I've been saying, no one was talking about the Baruch Shalom through this whole thing. There's no Baruch Shalom. Miho oisu l'chodov ezeh. I've mentioned a few times, and also with the children, I think all the time, what would my father, Rav Shlomo, have said about this whole inyan? This whole pachad, this whole inyan. Of course, it's terrible, and sadness, and people were sick, and a lot of people died, v'chulu, v'chulu, and everybody, of course, has to be careful. All of those things we know. But the end of the world, the end of the world, like those people who are under the wings of the eagle, and it's finished, the world is done. Mi hu ha'oysel ha'chadav hazeh? Mi? Any single German in Mauthausen, in Auschwitz, was worse than this pandemic. Every single one of them was worse than this pandemic. Not to make less of this, Chalila, but every single one was worse. Mi garim shielacha kol ha'hester hazeh. Halei kol zeh mi'ito yizbaruch shemai. Kol zeh mi'ito yizbaruch shemai. V'lo mehen chapayin de beis hazois, l'kol minei boris shvur. Why do you spend your whole day, was talking about this past week. I went to speak to some different places. What do you spend your whole day watching to see what the latest study is that you know the next day that they find out, the new study finds out that the last people all amaratzim and the whole thing is sheker, and then this one is that the next day is this was the last one yesterday. Those that have been amaratzim, the one from the day before, no, they know what they're talking about. And then 3 days later, they're all amaratzim. We're the only ones that know. The whole thing. Like it says in Navi. Suddenly, if we would turn our eyes. And we would be able to see some in some way, even though it's hard, to see the wings of that eagle. And to hear Mordechai telling us that it's the Shechina. And that every single second of this darkness is bringing us closer to Yerushalayim. And Pisam Yova Odin Leichol. The Yarl of Or Mufla, the Chiyas Hilakuz, Ashnez Batman and Kol, I mean, it's everything. That a person would be filled during this time with Emunah. He says, Berege Yeshua's Hashem, Berege Yeshua's Hashem Keherav Ay. In a moment would be Yeshua's Hashem Keherav Ay. He are the He are. It was told of Oy Bechayshach, and then in a moment, Vayomlekim he are ve he are. So the Yeh of Amalek has asked them, Mikalad Hashem, with the commander taught and other tzaddikim also said this. Vayeh of Amalek has asked them, Mikalad Hashem means Hashem Yisbach loves every Jew. But there are certain Jews he loves more than others. Vayev HaMelech is Esther. When there's a Jew who's going through a time that's called Esther, when a person is going through a Hestapon, when a person is going through a time of Hestapon, and instead of falling apart, the person is mischazik to learn, to finish one mesechta after another mesechta, to daven with kavana, to remember to whom we turn, to take all the proper precautions, to do everything you're supposed to do, and to listen to all the right people, v'chul v'chul. But to believe b'emunah shleimah that this is the eagle of the Shechina. And then we're going through a test right now, Mamish. It's Utdat. We're holding by Yomun and Smol Tifreitz. And that we have to be very careful not to slip into the world, the filth of the Yishmoral and the Kviris of Esav. Yomun and Smol Tifreitz. Ves Hashem Tariz. Ayadish Ben Paritzi. Shushan Purim Tavshin Peyal. Yom and Usma says Lo Yaver Oivrim, breaking through that darkness, breaking through all those barriers. Each one of us to be mischazik by Yev Hamelech has Esther Mikol Hanoshim. There's nobody who Hashem loves more than a Yid who's going through difficulties. He's in an Esther time of life. I Vayehav Hamelech has Esther Mikol Hanoshim. Those are the ones who are dearest to Hashem Yisbach. There was somebody, I was in Lakewood the other night, and I made a statement over there, and I got somebody sent me an email, I don't know who it is, he was upset with me. I made a statement, it was a beautiful chevra, the imam is beautiful, I made a statement about how that there are many, many Jews who are these days, that they're going through recovery because of addictions that they had and struggles that they've had with their addictions. And that world that's called recovery. And I said something about these are people who I'm very inspired by. I consider them to be very big heroes of mine. I look up to these people. So somebody wrote to me a thing, an email, these are the people you look up to. These are your gedolim, and so on and so forth. And I wasn't saying that I'm going to learn with him. I have to explain. I had to write him something. And it's Rachmanis. I'm Shachmanis. That's not what I was saying, of course. What I was saying is, Vayev HaMelech HaSestim, Mikol HaNoshim. That look at this, everything in his life was stacked up against him, mamish. He was in a place, not the Memtesh Sharetuma, much, much, much lower than Memtesh Sharetuma. These Jews that I know, much lower than Memtesh Sharetuma. The person is Mischazik, Ish Yehudi, doesn't let go. He's coming back, shows up one day in Shul, back to the Siddur, back to the Tefillin. Vayev HaMelech Rebbeinu Shalom is swooning, you know? Ish Yehudi. Gemara says in Brachas, "Daf Lamed Al." Malkim Shabali Shavoyim. You can say the new man. I don't know why it's such a big controversial statement. Malkim Shabali Shavoyim. Sadikim Gurmein Chumam. And if you disagree with that, you could disagree with it. But it says in the Gemara, there's such a thing. It might get you upset, but that's what it says in the Gemara. So let me end with a Maisa. Rav Chazak Levramsky, he was a great person. Not only was he going Oilam, Chazan Yecheskel is a sefer that's he was also just his life where he went, and then he was in London. The whole story of his family, those people know a little bit about his own family, what he went through and his life, and afterwards he was in Bayit Vagan, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was involved with the Russians, with the Bolsheviks, they made a whole thing with him. And he ended up in Siberia. He had a very hard and long stay in Siberia, and there were leaders from all over the world that were fighting very hard, and that he was able to get out. But he suffered terribly there. And it happened that one night, Rav Chazkel was, after a miserable, freezing day of slave labor, they used to give them over there a little bit to eat. That they had, a little bit to eat. It wasn't it was nothing that they would put into the Jewish magazine with a picture, you understand? How are you supposed to take a picture like that? It wouldn't look good to have a little potato peel like in a picture. You have to have it on the picture. So, but they had terrible, terrible sorrows. So after such a day, he was lying, they had these planks, and he was lying in these beds. And next to him, a Russian attorney, a lawyer. He was also, because with the Bolsheviks, the communists, was labor, you know what was going on over there. They took prisoners, not just Jews. By the Russians, it was like equal employment. They were mean to everybody. And Rav Chazkel said that, they enjoyed torturing Jews more than others, but they weren't good to anybody. Even to each other. This attorney, this guy, he liked Rav Chazkel, and he used to call him by the name Solomon How do you say wise in Russian? Mandra? How do you say in Russian? Mandra? Who speaks Russian here?
Alex.
Mandra? How do you say wise or smart? Huh? Mundrak. Mundrak. So this lawyer used to call him Solomon Mundrak. I don't know if I said it right. So they were lying there, like broken on these boards. And the lawyer saw that Rav Chaskel wasn't sleeping. And he also wasn't sleeping. So he liked to schmooze with Rav Chaskel. And he said, Solomon Mundrak. Called him Wise Solomon, because he respected him very much, that he was so smart. He said, I see you can't sleep. And Rav Chaskel said, no. He said, you're waiting until the Russians come to kill us. You're waiting for them to come kill us. You can't fall asleep. And Rav Chaskel said to the Russian, to this lawyer, he said, no. I'm waiting for the morning. I'm waiting when they're going to come and start yelling at us and wake us up. And I'm going to say, Moida ani lefanecha melechai v'kayim, shechazat b'nishmosi b'chem l'rabim nezach. And he translated it to him, to Russian. That's what I'm waiting for. And the lawyer says, the lawyer just went, okay. You know, like, and he turned over. You know. And Rav Chaskel said, when did he say this? After he was freed, he was in Riga. And in Riga, he met the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe Schussi Elena, and he told this mice over to the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Friedrich Rebbe was right in the spot. And he said it over, and that's where we have it from. So the guy went to sleep, and Rav Chaskel said that he was sitting there and was thinking to himself, okay, I said a nice thing to the guy. You know, it was an impressive thing that I said. You're waiting to die, and I'm saying my da'ani. I'm waiting to say my da'ani. So it was a... But then I start to think about it. And he said, I went through each word, and I was thinking, Moida? Thank you? I mean, this before, thank you, Hashem. It became so popular, you know? Maida? So I'm thanking the what that I'm in 20 degrees below zero, whatever. I'm carrying, you know, iron beams for these Rishayim or something. I'm thankful. What am I, Maida? That I don't, my family, I don't know who's alive, where anybody is. They took me away. Maida? I don't know if I'm going to get out of here alive. Ani? He says, what's left of me? I don't remember anything anymore. I don't know what's left of me. The Fanecha, I don't know where, what, where are you? Melechai v'kayim. So he said he was going through, so Rav Chaskel was going through, he told the Friedrich Rebbe, he was going through the whole Maida Ani. And he said that every word that I was thinking about, I was like sinking lower and lower and lower. And I was coming to a place like the lawyer was in, a terrible place. It was the tachlis. And the worst thing was, he said to Friedrich Rebbe that Melechai v'kayim nu. Melechai v'kayim, I don't even have tals and tefillin. You wouldn't even leave me my tals and tefillin, because they took it away from me. Not even to be able to put on tals and tefillin. You wouldn't want me to put on tals and tefillin. Al kidekach. That's what he was thinking. And he told the Friedrich Rebbe that I felt like I was finished. But then I came to the end. Rabbe Emunasecha. Rabbe Emunasecha. And he said, I taste it differently than this pshat. Of course, the simple pshat is that great is Hashem's loyalty and faithfulness to us. That he gives us back our neshamas. But Rav Chaskel said, I couldn't say those words. But I had this way of teaching it. He said, Rabbi Umunasach Rabbani Shalom, Moida Ani Lefanacha. Listen to this, Chavra. I want to thank you. Melechai V'kayim. Shechzarta b'nishmasi. You gave me back my soul. And after all that I've been through, and everything in my life that is gone, is ruined, I have nothing, but there's one thing that these Rishayim have not been able and will never take away from me. You know what that is? My emunah. Rabba emunasach. Great is my faith in you. Never ends. Never ends. Rabba emunasach. And I said this to myself, Rabba emunasach. The faith that I have in you, no Russian can take away. The weather can't change. Nothing can change that reality. And he said to the Friedrich Rebbe, he said that I had with this machshava, I had such an unbelievable hischaskis that I never had in my whole life. And the Friedrich Rebbe said, you should know, he said, Rav Chaska, you should know, that maybe it was Kedai all that you went through. That was terrible, but maybe it was Kedai just to come to such a behirus and amunah that you had. That the Baruch Shem sent you to the world and to that place to have such a clarity of what it means to be a Jew, to be a mam, under the wings of the Shechina. Rabbe Emunasa. Hashem HaShemesh should help. There's much to talk about. I already spoke for too long. There's so much to talk about. But Shushan, of Mochel Kedas Hayoim, what's there to say? That the Baruch Shem loves each and every one of us, that the whole time that we're living in is such a hast upon him, that now just to be a mammon, that's why I say that this guy is a hero of mine. These guys, these girls, they're such heroes because with everything, he's not letting go of his belief in Hashem. He's not letting go of his emunah. This is the last test before Mashiach comes. We have to struggle so hard, Chevah, not to allow ourselves to slip into katnas, into moichin the katnas. Kam rabba v'shachtel v'abzeir, you know. Rabba is a moichin the godless, v'shachtel v'abzeir. Zera means small. Kamra b'shachtel v'abzera. This Purim we have the shech, the small way of thinking. Kamra b'shachtel v'abzera. We have to think in a big way, not CNN, not CBC, CBS, not CBC, CDC, ABC, DEFG, not any of these things. Kamra b'shachtel v'abzera. The whole world is depending on us. If not us, then who's going to do this? The lawyer over there next to Rav Chaska is going to do it. He's not going to do it. He's waiting to die. Only us. The few maminim that are left in the world, it's left up to us at the end of time to do such a thing. This last flight of the eagle before it takes us back to Yerushalayim. Everybody's thinking now, I can't get to Eretz Yisrael, even though I have such protection, I'm such a miyuchas, I'm an einikah from the Rebbe of Meilich. I told the guy in El Al that you don't know I'm an einikah from the Rebbe of Meilich. He said, who? I said, I'm an einikah from the Rebbe of Meilich. You're not letting me back to Eretz Yisrael. And then somebody wants to get out from Eretz Yisrael, and he tells the guy at the door over there, he says, you know who I am? He says, who are you? He says, I'm an einikel from the Chayes from Lublin. He says, oh, no, who are you talking about? Get back to Tel Aviv. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not up to this guy whether we're going back to Eretz Yisrael. We're going back. It'll be Mr. Shemsum. Let's be Meschazik and be great people. And we're going to be taken back at Al-Kanfin Hashem. It should be mamash keherifying, like the Quran has said. Keherifying with the blessing of Amitis, from heavy men, amen. Frail conform.